Okay, we left off previous year. We were discussing the union of chinuch, whether the mitzvah of chinuch is a mitzvah that's limited only to the father, or it applies to strangers, to the mother, to other people as well. So we said a lot of that revolves around the Gemara about Hilniya Malka. Ultimately, we saw the Tosafos Shan Masechet Yuma quoted different opinions about that. About is it from the simple reading of the Gemara, it sounds like a woman is chayevas in chinuch of baneha, like the Hilniya Malka story seems to bear out. But yet, maybe that was different. Maybe there was a husband here, maybe the father was around, maybe this wasn't real chinuch. Again, different options in the Rishon. So we ended off the Shia yesterday pointing out that there seems to be an open shot Gemara, Masechet Nazir. It talks about this very topic. The Gemara talks about the din that a father can mado Pinajiros, and the Gemara says the Feirush that din only applies for a father, doesn't apply for a mother. So the Gemara says, why is that so? So the Gemara presents as Machlekes Amarayim Rechem Ishlokish, where the din of Abadis Binoy came from in the first place. Is it Halacha Moshem Sinai, or is it just Tam the Rabbanim Moshem Chinuch? If you hold it to Halacha Moshem Sinai, then it's hard to ask any kashas on Halacha Moshem Sinai. That doesn't have any bearing on our sugya. But if you hold it, the whole din of Lahadis Binoy is only a din midir Rabbanim, it's Moshem Chinuch. So the Gemara asks the question, hi, if it's Moshem Chinuch, So how come it's only limited to the father? Why doesn't it apply to the mother? To which the Gemara says that So what are we wasting our time for? We spent 3 days this year talking about whether a mother is chayev in chinuch or not. It's a Gemara. It's black and white. It's a Gemara Maseches Nozir. Maseches Nozir usually ends up to be towards the last Masechtas that most people learn. It's a very, very difficult Masechta, and the Rashi is not Rashi, everything is a plug in Masechta's Nazir. It's a very hard Masechta to learn. So there's a story about Rabbi Chanan that he was ready a Talmud of the Chofetz Chaim. He came to the Chofetz Chaim a little bit later on in life, Rabbi Chanan. He was learning by the Chofetz Chaim, and Rabbi Chanan never learned Masechta's Nazir, apparently, the story goes. So the Chofetz Chaim didn't know that. Chofetz Chaim was talking to Rabbi Chanan. How important it is, everyone has to finish Shas. So the Chofetz Chaim said to Rabbi Chanan, everyone has to finish Shas, even Masechet Nazir to finish. So Rabbi Chanan was like startled. So you have to finish Masechet Nazir. He figured the Chofetz Chaim had a Ruach HaKodesh. He must have realized that Rabbi Chanan didn't know Masechet Nazir. Rabbi Chanan decided on another spot, he's got to go sit and learn Masechet Nazir. That's how when he finished Nazir, and because of the Ruach HaKodesh of the Chofetz Chaim. So that's why I always didn't feel so bad, because the last Masech that I ever finished was Masechet Nazir. So I kept on schlepping along, and never bothered to finish Masechet Nazir. So my wife used to chepper me. She said, why don't you, she used to ask me, did you ever finish Shas? I said, no, I never finished Shas. Why not? I said, no, you never finished. I never didn't finish Masechet Nazir. Why not? So I told her, it's good for my anivos. That when people ask me, how many times did you finish Shas? I said, I never finished once. It's good. All the Balabatim really went through Dafyomi 6 times. So they could all say, I said, I never finished. So I was hanging on to those blot for dear life, but then she chuckled me enough. She said, no, it's ridiculous. It's just that's embarrassing. I said, okay, fine. So I sat down. So the Rabbi Chanan was convinced by the Chofetz Chaim. I was convinced by my wife. So different people have different sources of info to learn Masechet Nazir. Anyway, getting back to the story. So somewhere tucked away in Masechet Nazir is this statement of the Gemara about Reish Lakish, that there's no chinuch for the mother. So it's this Ayah Brut against the whole Yisrael that we've been saying. We've been limiting some Mishayim, the Rabban, others are limiting chinuch to the father. I'm sorry, some Mishayim are extending chinuch out of the realm of the father. Isn't it a beferish Gemara? So one could suggest multiple ways to get out of this Gemara. If one wants to be very innovative, one could suggest that maybe that is goof for the Nekudas HaMachlokes. Rabbi Yechon Mishlovish, did that very good. The Gemara had to have this distinction between a father and a mother, and to say that a father is chayv and chinuch and a mother is not, to defend the view of Reish Lakish that the sugya of Badr's Benoy is based on chinuch. Rabbi Yochanan didn't go down that route. Why didn't Rabbi Yochanan go down that route? So Rabbi Yochanan had a halacha Moshem Sinai. He had a tradition of such a halacha Moshem Sinai, but he had to have that tradition because there would be no other way to learn pshat in the Mishnah. Because maybe Rabbi Yochanan Gufo was arguing that very nekuda. Maybe Rabbi Yochanan himself held that there is chinuch bein on the av bein on the aim. So the nekuda of machlekes Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish is betarte. Reish Lakish denied the halacha Moshem Sinai. Rabbi Yochanan had the halacha Moshem Sinai, which is a very strange idea because Reish Lakish was the Talmud of Rabbi Yochanan. So why didn't he just tell him that he had a halacha? I never understood that Gemara, but whatever. Another time, another place. But Rabbi Yochanan had this somehow accepted this halacha Moshem Sinai. Reish Lakish felt this wasn't the correct pshat in the Mishnah. But Reish Lakish said that the correct pshat in the Mishnah is the Mishnah's distinguishing between fathers and mothers based in Huchas Chinuch. And Rabbi Yochanan responds to Rabbi Yochanan, which Reish Lakish would be, no, your pshat is wrong. That can't be the pshat in the Mishnah because I personally hold that Chinuch applies bein la'av and bein la'aim. So if that's the pshat in the Machlekes, then it comes out that big Machlekes, Harishayim and Rambans, have been in 2 years and Tazim and 2 days and Tazim Shanim, we've been talking about for half the week. about whether chinuch is limited to the father, it applies to everybody, is none other than a machlokes what? Rabbi Yechim Rishlokes. It's mam shem machlokes amarayim. Talk to me, Maseches Nazir. That Rishlokes sides, in a sense, with those Rishonim, that chinuch is limited to the father, and the reason why Rabbi Yechim didn't go down that route is dafka, because the chinuch applies, bein la'av, bein la'ayim. So that's an interesting way. You know, we usually don't do that. The Gemara sometimes does. The Gemara sometimes takes the machlokes amarayim and says, lemi ketanoi. So we don't like to take a machlokes rishonim and say, oh, it's a machlokes atanoi. Oh, it's a machlokes amarayim. We don't like to do that. But every once in a while, it comes out interesting, cute, that sometimes it seems to indicate that way. So that would be one beer in the connection between the Gemara Nazir and our discussion. Maybe we're going down the wrong route altogether. Maybe we're putting too much credibility in that Gemara Maseches Nazir, making too much relevance out of that Gemara. Why? The Gemara there uses the term chinuch, but it's not necessarily the same term chinuch that we're used to. We're talking about real makoy chiyuv, the rabban of chinuch, the real thing. To be mechanech the essays, mechanech the lava, maybe different opinions. Chinuch in Maseches Nazir is a very bizarre application of chinuch. Why is that? Because being a nazir is not necessarily what? It's not necessarily the greatest thing in the world altogether. We're not supposed to be run to become nazir. We're fakir. The Gemara, what is the pasuk say about a nazir? Lama nikra nazir chayte. He's a shekel chayte shechatol anafesh. So we're not so thrilled about people becoming nazir in the first place. Nazir is a very, very shaky kind of an institution. On the one hand, it's kaddish, yeah, you know, nazir lachem, that has great potential. On the other hand, Chazal frown on a nazir. Shechatol anafesh, the pasuk says. So we're not really sure what to do with this nazir in the first place. So Chazal instituted mitzvah and chinuch. It's like the same way I have to make sure my kid comes to shul to daven Shmoneh Esrei. I have to make sure my kid comes to hear the kiddush on Friday night. I have to make sure my kid eats matzah, shakes lulav, sits in the sukkah, hears the shofar. I have to make sure my kid becomes a nazir. So that's true. That's a real bit of chinuch. The Stavar Shlokesh didn't mean that. The Stavar Shlokesh says the lechanchem and mitzvahs. He didn't mean the real form of chinuch that we find in other mitzvahs. He meant some very watered down form of chinuch, some very different form of chinuch, not the classic chinuch that we're used to. Some extra special, extra what, an extra curriculum kind of a chinuch. Once you say that the Gemara Nazir is not even talking about the regular rules of chinuch, so then the fact that the Gemara limits that chiyuv to a father, not to a mother, that doesn't necessarily impact on regular chinuch. Maybe real chinuch, maybe not chinuch, maybe taka women are chayavas, maybe no. But it's very hard to extrapolate fun, strange, unique kind of a chinuch that appears in Maseches Nazir. Proof positive that the chinuch in Maseches Nazir is not on par with the regular chinuch that we're used to is the other half of the Gemara in Maseches Nazir. The Gemara says that the din of ish madras b'nai b'nazir doesn't apply to a daughter. It means there's no chiyuv, there's no din of causing your daughter to become a nazira. There's no such entity, no such animal. Why not? The Gemara says, according to Rabbi Yochanan, once again, that this whole din is halacha Moshe b'Sinai. So don't ask any kashas. Gzeres hakos of kach nemar halacha ish madras b'noi v'ena ish madras b'itoi. Aval Reish Lakish, who says that this is mishum chinuch. Why isn't the chinuch on the daughter? What does the Gemara say in nazir? Anyone know what the Gemara says? Kesav Reish Lakish, Adam chayev l'chanach es b'noi, v'ein Adam what? Chayev l'chanach es b'toi. There's no chiyuv of chinuch on a girl. There's no chiyuv to be mechanach your daughters to do mitzvahs. That's what the Gemara says according to Reish Lakish. Is that true? That's a true statement. That there's no chiyuv to be mechanach your daughter. It's against the what? It's against the Mishnah. What's the Mishnah? What does the Mishnah say in Maseches Yuma about fasting on Yom Kippur? Mechanchen esa tinok matinokos. The Mishnah says the Feirish. You're supposed to be mechanech boys to whatever age they start, and girls whatever they start. It's not the same age, because girls become bas mitzvah before boys. So the Mishnah and the Gemara in Yuma is a whole sugya about chinuch vis-a-vis Yom Kippurim, and it talks kamala equally about boys and about girls. So what's the Gemara talking about? What does the Gemara mean in Maseches Nazir that says, Ein adam chayav chanech es bitoy? So the Rishonim already write that that's obviously different. The Rishonim already say that the chinuch that the Gemara is talking about in Nazir is a borrowed term. This is not standard terms of chinuch. It's not regular chinuch that we're used to. About you have to train you. I have a little girl. My daughter's on the bas mitzvah. I don't have to make sure she has kiddush in front of her. Of course I have to make sure she's chayav in kiddush. So I have to make sure she's 10 and a half years old. Of course she has to hear kiddush. I don't have to make sure I don't have to make sure she's a shofar, but she's not chayev as a shofar, but I have to make sure she's tavish ben esrei, because she's chayev as ben esrei, according to most rishonim. I have to make sure that she eats matzah on Pesach, right? Because din of chinuch avadah is din of chinuch on daughters. When the Gemara says in Nozah there's no chinuch, that means there's no chinuch in this extra special, extra curriculum, extraordinary kind of a chinuch in Hilchas Nazirus, which we don't even know why there's any chinuch of chinuch altogether. So in that very, very strange, unique din prati of chinuch for Nazirus, so then it's only fathers to sons, fathers to daughters. No, mothers to sons, no. There's no chinuch outside the realm of fathers and sons. But that Gemara is absolutely zero bearing on our entire discussion. So when all the dust settles, again, whether you learned Nazir, you didn't learn Nazir, it doesn't make a difference. I mean, it makes a difference if you finish Nazir. But whether or not you know that sugya or not, it's not going to impact on our discussion. We're discussing real chinuch. That Gemara Maseches Nazir seems to be talking about almost like the unique din, the din prati of chinuch, which is not the regular din of chinuch. So Rabbi said, let's go back to Maseches Sukkah now. But it is, what's different? Yom Kippur is like any other mitzvah in the Torah. Yom Kippur is the rule, because Yom Kippur is something that the child is going to be chayav to do when they get bar mitzvah. No one's going to become chayav to be a nazir when they turn bar mitzvah. So what kind of chinuch are we mechanech the child for? That lest he becomes a nazir, he won't become a nazir. Good, so let's get back to the Maseches Sukkah. Let's try to wrap things up in terms of this again. How do we get on to this discussion? Sometimes we get so far afield, we forgot where we came from. We really learned the sugya of Sukkah L'malam Esrim. That was the real sugya. We got into the Stabez and the Sefer Sukkah. And Rabbi Yehuda wanted to bring a raya to support his view that a Sukkah L'malam Esrim is Kshera. And he brought a raya from the Sukkah of Hilni Amalka, to which the Rabbanon immediately responded by saying, bad raya, incorrect proof. Why? Because she was Ptur Min HaSukkah. To which Rabbi Yehuda responded, true, she was Ptur Min HaSukkah, but her sons were chayavim, because inevitably one of them was at least a gil chinuch, and therefore the standards of the sukkah had to be kosher. And from the fact that none of the rabbanon, the earlier generations, corrected her, Zetman from Doisi, a raya brew, that the sukkah was in fact sheira. That's where the sukkah ends in that beis and the beis. The problem is that Rabbi Yehuda got in the last word, but I'm much more interested to hear what the chacham's response to Rabbi Yehuda was. How come the chacham didn't turn around to Rabbi Yehuda and say something? Rabbi Yehuda just proved. He proved that it was a sukkah l'malam michal, right? All the facts are true. The sukkah of Hilni Amalka, right, was 20 plus, right? That's a given, okay? The fact that she had Sheva Baneha, Sham, that's a fact. The fact that some of them were Higil L'chinuch, that's a fact. The fact that nobody corrected her, Lo Amru, Amru Lo Dovar, these are all facts. So Rabbi Yehuda added up all these facts together and he concluded, Sukkah, Ramallah, Mechaf, Iskshayra. What's the Rabbanan's response? We don't paskin like Rabbi Yehuda, remember? Nobody. One day in Rishayna maybe half a possibility, paskin like Rabbi Yehuda. Nobody paskins like Rabbi Yehuda. So what's our response to the Hilni Amalka saga? The story ends on the wrong side. So what's the Chacham's final rebuttal? Right? Finally, who gets the last words? The last rebuttal of the rebuttals. What's the Chacham's response? Chazal is silent. So with Chazal end, it behooves us to begin. So we have to think, what do you think the Rabbanan would have responded back to Rabbi Yehuda? If you were sitting in the Beis Medrash, Rabbi Yehuda's presenting his argument. He just presented his conclusion, four premises. Sukkah L'malam Michal is Kshera. If you were the Rabbanan, you were all the other Tanoim, what would you respond after Rabbi Yehuda? What would you say? Would you argue that the sukkah was above 20? Arguing about a tape measure, how big the sukkah was? Unlikely. They're arguing that they had seven sons there? Very unlikely. They're arguing that the child was Higil Chinuch, unless the Rabbanan held there were seven tuplets or something, so it's hard to believe. It probably was Higil Chinuch there. The Amul Adavah, the Chum said they did argue, they're fighting on the facts. So what exactly is the Nekudah Samachlaikas? How did the Chum respond?
Didn't have to build the sukkah. I mean,
she
didn't have to build the sukkah. So whatever she did.
What about her kids? They were
Gilachinuch.
Well,
didn't we
understand
that only she was in the inner chamber?
No, that's later on. That's enough gimel. I was going to hack with the ketanias. What could the Chum possibly respond back to? Because she's not chayav sim chinuch. The obvious response of the Chum back to Yehuda was, it's all nice what you're saying, but it's irrelevant. Because the sukkah was psula, and she wasn't chayavis anyway, the father wasn't around, there is no av here, and therefore the rabbanim came and visited her, and they said, Shalom Yisrael, I wish her a good yontif, is that Evan should have a good kvittel, and they walked out and finished. And it didn't bother them. They weren't concerned that the sukkah was psula. Rabbi Yehuda was the one who said the sukkah must have been ksheira, because after all she was chayavis in chinuch, and they should have corrected her otherwise. To which the rabbanim would respond, the reason why they didn't correct her, you have all your facts right, but the conclusion is incorrect. The reason why they didn't correct her is because she wasn't chayavis in chinuch. If that is correct, if that was the emissive response of the Chum back to me, that we get, we don't know. The Chum never, there is no source for what the Chum's response was, but we're putting these words into the Rabbanan and the Rabbi Yehuda, that it turns out, believe it or not, what is the Nekudas HaMachlekes we meet in the Rabbanan? What? Is it Mutla Avel and Mutla Alabed? Basically, is chinuch limited to the father or not? So Rabbi Yehuda understood that chinuch applies to everybody, including the mother, to which the Rabbanan held not. So it turns out that we were a little shaky to make the machlekes and rishonim into a machlekes amoraim and nazir. We just outdid ourselves. We just made it into a what? It's machlekes atanoim. How much further can we go back? Back in Moshe Rabbeinu. How much further can we go back? We just made that into, that is good for the machlekes atanoim. So believe it or not, when you read the first Mishnah Maseches Sukkah Dabeis and you see Machlekes and we didn't do Rabbanan, is a Sukkah L'mala B'chav K'sheira P'sula. If I would have told you 2 weeks ago when Yeshiva started, that Machlekes depends upon whether the Chinuch is on the father or on the mother also, you would have said, I'm crazy. I'm mixing apples and I'm mixing up sugyas. No, I'm not mixing up sugyas. The two sugyas are totally zeh b'zeh. Because at the end of the day, whether or not the conclusion of Hilni Amalka's story leads us to believe the sukkah's ksheira, or we can still commit to the fact the sukkah's psula, ultimately depends upon this nekuda. Was Hilni Amalka chayeves in chinuch ana, which is just another way of saying, is chinuch on the father or on everybody, which is all part of Rabbeinu Tuvia and Ramban, everything we've been talking about for the whole week. So maybe that's the missing piece in the story. Maybe that was good for the conclusion of the Chachamim back to Rabbi Yehuda. The unsaid response of the Chachamim. Yeah, hold on. You know, we always get very weary when we start to commit Rishonims to Tanoims and the Maroim. You better make sure that everything matches up. Everything ends up at the end. So some Rishonim are going to be very, very happy with what we're saying. And other Rishonim are not going to be too happy with it. Any Rishon that ends up on the Chachamim's team is going to give us, you know, no, we're going to get a shkar from them. Any Rishon who ends up on Rabbi Yehuda's team is not going to be so happy with us. But Rabbi say, what could we possibly be barviach in the text and the style of the sugya if we're correct in what we're saying? That at the end of the day, according to the Chachamim, there really is no chiyav on the mother. According to Rabbi Yehuda there is, but according to Chachamim there really not. That is goof in the Kudus of Machlokes. What great Rishon could we defend from a great Acharon's Kasha? Who knows? Who remembers? Remember back to the Taz Yishanim? Taz Yishanim in Yuma said that, oh, by the way, only your father's chayv and chinuch. To answer the kasha about Lafrisha Meyasur. So Taz Yishanim quoted two answers. Right, again, backtrack for a second. Taz Yishanim asked the kasha, why is the Gemara in Yavam is talking about whether Beis is B'chur Lafrisha, what happened to chinuch? So we had how many answers to that kasha? Who remembers?
Three.
How many answers? Three. Let's chayv it for a second. What are the three answers?
When Shabbos, they
weren't old enough. Or? Rabbi Lezbi Mit said what? Only chinuch on Aseh is not in Lavim. And what was the third teretz? It's only for the father, not for others. So the Taz Yishanim themselves asked, if you're going to tell me that it's only in the father's, not in others, what do you do with the Hilni Hamalka story? So what did Taz Yishanim say? Two answers? May the father was there. Or? It wasn't really chinuch. It wasn't really a chiyuv. It's a biyama. Now what was the bomb kash against the second answer of Taz Yishanim? Rabbi Kivegar asked the kasha. He said, but the Gemara here, Kol Maseh, Lo Asal, Pi Chachamim, it was a real Chiyuv, etc. So we said, Rabbi Kivegas, Taka right, Taz Yishanim is Pilei Pulim. What Taz Yishanim, Hakkad Asa Chanik, and telling us, it wasn't really true. The Hilni Amalka story, she wasn't really Chiyuv, it was just a joke. It's just a joke. The Gemara says, Pabalik, Kol Maseh, Lo Asal, Pi Chachamim. What's the answer, Rabbi Say? Who said that, Kol Maseh, Lo Asal, Pi Chachamim? Who was talking? That was Rabbi Yehuda talking. The Tzaddik Yisharim never said what he said, but Das Reb Yehuda. Tzaddik Yisharim is talking we, the halacha. He's learning Yevamos Kufya Gim, Kufya Dalet. And he's asking Akasha, what happened to Chinuch in Kufya Dalet, Kufya Dalet in Yevamos? Where did Chinuch go? So the Tzaddik Yisharim said, where did Chinuch go? I'll tell you where it went. It went with the father. The father's gone. Father's gone, Chinuch's gone. So the Tzaddik Yisharim asked, Ledidon, what do you do with Hilni Amalka? So what was the answer? Nothing. Don't worry about Hilni Amalka. It wasn't really a chiyuv. She wasn't important what she was doing anyway. Of course it wasn't so important. You know why it wasn't so important? Because the Tzaddik Yisharim was talking Alibi de Rabbanan. According to Chacham, it wasn't so important. It wasn't chinuch. The Tzaddik Yisharim didn't forget the Gemara in Sukkot Abayz and Abayz. Rabbi Yehuda said, Kol Masel Os Al Pi Chachamim. Rabbi Yehuda was one who was insistent that what she was doing was really, really required Mikra Din. To which the Chacham Davka, that was exactly the rebuttal of the Chachamim. Exactly. Rabbi Kiveger, Akasha was. Rabbi Kiveger is 100% right. According to the wrong person. The Tzaddik Yisharim said what they said. Aliba de Rabbanan. Rabbi Kiveger is reading a Gemara. That's right out of Rabbi Yehuda's playbook. We can't mix Rabbi Yehuda and the Chacham. According to Chacham, the Nochinam. Tzaddik Yisharim is 100% right. But the Tach is Nochinam Chinuch. So we now have at least one approach to explain what the Chacham's response was, right? The Chachamim back to Rabbi Yehuda. Gemara is unclear. So one response is that the Chachamim hold that Ein Chinuch Alain. Could we come up with another approach, another way to defend the Chacham Sheet, another possible rebuttal that the Chacham could have had back to Rabbi Yehuda?
There's a reason why Rabbi Kiveger didn't say that answer.
Could have easily said it. The stomach of Kivega held was inconceivable. That's the Machlekes HaTanoim. The Machlekes of Rambans or the Metuvias, he couldn't believe that. The Kivega couldn't be imagining that that's the Machlekes. We're suggesting maybe it is. But for Eidi Shlema, there's another way to read the make-believe answer. Again, we don't have any record what the Chacham responded back to Yehuda. We have to use our intuition, try to figure out on our own what possible logical answers could the Chacham have responded back to Yehuda on the basement base. So let's think of another one. The Ritva is a famous comment on our sugya, where the Ritva is bothered with the kasha. Ritva says, you know, Yehuda has a startling statement. He says, the sukkah must have been kshera. All your reasons, all your three reasons, the possible sukkah, Rav, they're all wrong. Prove positive, Hilni Amalka story. Because after all, Hilni Amalka's kids were gil chinuch and da 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 da. The chule. Kapit Von says, what kind of rag is that? What's the Gemara talking about? It's only chinuch. So maybe, you know, you ever go to the store and sukkahs and buy and look. You look for a little Venesrik, so you see the $150 regium, the $100 regium, and then what they call the chinuch sets, right? It's one of the chinuch sets that we say that our great-great-grandparents would have died to get a chinuch set. He said, can you imagine if they would have got the esrogim that we won't even look at because we have 4,000 other choices, b'zman hazeh. Yeah, Alta Zayd in the shtetl in Europe would have given his last ruble, last kopek if he had that. To buy an Esrog. The Vilna Gaon would have given everything, shit off his back, to get an Esrog that the average yeshiva bacha wouldn't even sneeze at for Hoshanas on the third day of Chol HaMoed. Baruch Hashem, we've been spoiled in our generation in Dal Amina. So what do I say? Says the Ritva, who said the sukkah was kshera? Why was Rabbi assuming that the sukkah is kshera? All the sukkah was necessary for was a little bunch of little kids, a bunch of rowdy 7-year-old kids, some of the Hilni Amalka sons. They weren't probably mitzvah anyway. How long did they sit in the sukkah anyway? Who said the sukkah had to be ksheira? For chinuch, come on. It's just for chinuch. It was a chinuch set sukkah. Who said it was a kosher sukkah? How did Rabbi Yehuda extrapolate a dinla David Davis? If Yehuda's learning out of Din Deraisa that the sukkah must have been kosher, because since it was kosher for the standards of the kids of Hilni Amalka, it must be standards kosher for the girl Hador also. My high. Maybe it was a possible sukkah, but the chinuch was good enough. Zemin Fidazuk Ritva, do. What does Ritva say? What do you see from here? You see from here, says the Ritva. Anytime you use a chefte shel mitzvah for chinuch, it must be perfect. It must be on par, it must meet all the standards of a real bona fide mitzvah. The notion of a chinuch set, that it's really puzzle, but it's okay because it's just for the kid under bar mitzvah, doesn't exist in halacha, zok de Ritva. And you see from our Gemara, from the fact that Yehuda brought a raya brura, that the sukkah has to be kshera, and therefore the sukkah is kshera, even though it's above 20. Seven from the other standards are identical. So I state in Ridvan Asug, yeah. Rabbi Yehuda brought a raya that the sukkah must have been kshera. So the Ridvan is asking Kasha, what's the raya? Maybe it was psula, but it was still good for chinuch. So the answer is no. Chinuch means that it has to be kshera. Yeah, good, again, hold on. So we know for a fact that the Rishonim disagree with this Ridvan. We have well documented the Rishonim hold that statement of the Ridvan is not correct, l'halacha. That there is a possibility exists, you can have a Chefetz Shal Mitzvah that is not up to par for a Gadol, but for Chinuch purposes it's okay. Who remembers, those who were with us last year in Masechet Kedushin to remember this, who remembers, I put it in my comments anyway, but who remembers, what was the context of last year of a Chefetz Shal Mitzvah that doesn't meet the mark for a Gadol, but it's only for a Katan anyway, big deal, who cares? No? Who remembers the sugi matanah as the hachzir? Who remembers? Did I put it on this year? Did I put it on the end? Yeah, I did. I put it on the Mordechai. The last 13th and the 14th of Mamakamis. Let's get a little bit of background. Famous Gemara Masechah Sukkah, 13th of the Mamakamis, and Sukkah Ben Govern Beis. I'm Rabbi Zeira. Lo likne inish Hoshana li yinuka biyamatova kamah. A person should not give a lulav. Hoshana here means the whole piece, whatever, the whole lulav. An asuk should not give to a child on the first day of sukkah. It's night time, no wine. The anuka make ne kani, aknuy lo makne, vishtakach t'chanafi belulav shena shaloi. Rabbi Zeir is quite a loaded statement there. Rabbi Zeir says, if you give a lulav an asuk to your child on the first day of yontif, so the child's kane, then he can't be makne back. Zochen vei, it turns out, that what? Well, it turns out that ishtakach chanafi belulav shena shaloi. It turns out that he's being yaitzei when he tries to give it back to me. I'm being yaitzei with a lulav that's not mine. It's not called lacha. How many halachic issues are involved in that 1.5 lines of Rabbi Zeira? Each one of those we could talk for weeks in each one. Is it true the katan is really kind of something? Is it true that a katan really can't be machna something? What exactly are the guidelines of lachem? There's a lot of talk about. We're not going to talk about that right now. We spoke about that in many, many different contexts. Rabbi Zeir's statement stands. You have to be careful on the first day not to give it to a child. If you already yaitzei, then there's nothing wrong with giving it to a child. Unless what? Let's say I was already yaitzei in the morning, so why can't I give it to a child? So if you live in Chutzlart, it's a problem, because tomorrow you also need lachem. The Ran is a suffix, and later on in Sukkah, whether on the second day of Sukkot in Chutzlart, you need all the standards of the first day. If you're in Eretz Yisrael, so after the first day, there's no din lachem. It's just midrash rabban and zech lemikdash, so then you can give it to your child right after yaitzei. But if you live in Chutzlart, you have to be careful. So comes up Zair and says, you have to be careful not to give the Luvin Esek to your child, because he's going to be kainet, and somebody's going to be in a Torah of some deep dark secret, and he can't be makhnet back to you. So what do I do? The Tachlis have a little boy, he's 10 years old, how's he going to be here to Luvin Esek? What am I going to do? If I can't be makhnet, what should I do? So what's the obvious answer? Buy me your own. I can't afford to Luvin Esek. So what do I do? What can I possibly do? What? Shake it with him. So what are you really saying? Means don't what? Means don't give it to him, basically. Don't be mocked at him. That's what you're basically saying, right? So that's what the Mordechai quotes in the 14th of Mermatimus. Because of Ravan, if you hold on to the Luvin Esrog with the child, since it never really left my hand, shop your dummy. Right? So that's good enough. So I was never really marketed to the child, so then it's all on mine. When a kid das Magzina Selim Kaimai, Fatirik Night Lasami Atzma Varchalov. And then a kid das the state people were extra special, wanted to be careful. So they would just kind of put it down. The child would take it on their own, make a bracha, and then give it back. I.e., since the child taking it on his own, never really gave it to him, it turns out there was never really machna to him, and that's fine. So the Mordechai just quotes two different hagim that existed in the days of the Rishonim. How to get this lulav and esek to the kid without really getting it to the kid. Without getting to him in Cheshe Mishpat, the imam is, how to still get it to him for Arachayim purposes. Either hold on to it or put it down, whatever the case may be, just figure out some finagle a way that it doesn't really truly become the child's. What's the problem? If it doesn't become the child's, so then how is it Yoytze the mitzvah? It's not Lochem. So we're in a catch 22. We don't want it to become the child, so then it'll never come revert back to be mine. On the other hand, we want it to become the child, otherwise it's not Lochem. So what do you do? So you see Klor from the Ravana, from the Mordechai, from the Kiya Das, those Rishonim, that sometimes didn't bother them that the child doesn't own the Lochem. That's okay. Why is that okay? Why is that hunky dory if the child doesn't own it? Because he's not chayav mitzvahs anyway. What do you mean he's chayav in chinuch? If he's 2 years old, what are we wasting our time? Obviously, the kid's 10 years old, so he's chayav in chinuch. So we want him to be yaitze chinuch, and somehow these eights work according to the Mordechai. What's the obvious conclusion of the Mordechai? That for the purposes of chinuch, you don't really need that it should replicate the mitzvah deraisa completely. Chinuch is just to get him into the swing of things, get him into the habit of doing mitzvahs. It doesn't have to be perfect. It's only chinuch. It's according to what chinuch said. Taka doesn't belong to him. A godel kayetze bay would not be yetze in this way. It's not his, not lochem, and that's fine. So lochem, this Mordechai is against the Ritva. That's the Mishnah Berurah, Rebbe Yochanan Lulav, made this realization. He discovered this Mordechai, and he says, it's clear that this Ritva and Sukkot Abayis, the Mordechai with the Ravan, so these are two different opinions. But it's a big problem. What's the problem with the Mordechai? He's against the Gemara. Because if the Mordechai is right, that you don't have to replicate all the details, all the conditions necessary to fulfill a mitzvah, if it's just for the purpose of chinuch, so then the bays and stuff, it doesn't make any sense. So what was Rabbi Yehuda bringing a raya from? What's the high Rabbi Yehuda bringing us a raya? Zetman from Dor, the sukkah was kshera, Zetman from Dor garnished. You don't see anything. Maybe the sukkah was tula, and Afa Bichain, it was good enough for the purposes of chinuch. So isn't the Ritva right? Ritva is a gevaldik raya. What's the answer, Rabbi say? How did the Mordechai and the Ravan must have learned? That was exactly what the Chum's response was. The unstated response to Chum, that was it, says the Mordechai, says the Ravan. That was exactly what the response was. That not like we said in the first shot, ein chinuch ala aim. No, no, there is chinuch ala mother. No. The Tzitzit Shem is not right. There is chinuch ala mother. The real response to Chavim Mestad was that it doesn't matter. The sukkah was psula. Yafa b'chein. Yaitse chinuch. That's exactly what Chavim responded back to Rabbi Yehuda. So it turns out that the machlekes Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim, according to the second approach, is not a machlekes about is the mother chayevus, not the mother chayevus. The machlekes is, what are the standards for chinuch? Are the standards identical or the standards not identical? So everybody agrees there's some machlekes here between the Rebbe and Chum about the parameters of chinuch. There's no question that there's some point of contention here between the explicit statement of Rebbe Yehuda and the unstated response of the Chum that we're trying to guess. But we're not quite sure. We're trying to pinpoint what the nekuda was. So according to version number one, the nekuda was, is the chinuch on the mother, not chinuch on the mother? Possibility number two is, does chinuch require absolute standards, or does chinuch let you have watered down standards? So two different approaches as to what the machlekes is. Either way, it makes the machlekes at tenoim into machlekes of Rishonim. There's no way to solve that. But which machlekes of Rishonim is, that we're not sure. Oh, okay. Oh, so you want to know just how far would the Mordechai, according to the Ritva, we know the Ritva would say it's got to be kosher according to the Shulchan Aruch. But what would the Mordechai say? Let's say, for example, the following example. Would the Mordechai sanction the following? I have a 10-year-old kid, and I don't want to buy a lulav and esrog. I don't want to give my own lulav and esrog. So what do? I buy him a stuffed lulav. I know Hoshana sees all the time. There's little kids, little 3-year-old kids. The woman around with stuffed animals, stuffed lulavs, a little pillow looking, a little, right? So what would you say about that? This is also chinuch. What would you say about that? I don't think the Rishonim could have envisioned such an entity. Mistam, the pshat is that it still has to have a shame, what? Something called a lulav. There's a far cry from a stuffed lulav to a lulav that's not lochem. Later on, hopefully, probably next semester, when we begin the third parak, so we're going to learn that according to many Rishonim, there are different standards of kashrus of dalaminim in the first day and subsequent days. So one of the criteria that's necessary is that even though we'll be machshir certain things after the first day, we'll be machshir a lulav apostle. But what we won't be machshir is what? Won't be machshir a non-lulav. There's a big difference between a non-lulav and a lulav apostle. So the stomach, even according to those who say that chinuch can water down the requirements, that means you, as long as you have the shame cheftz, the essence of the cheftz you still have here, you're just missing a few odds and ends. It's not lochem, or maybe it's missing here and there something. Or is there a sukkah? A sukkah above 20 yams. It's not a sukkah b'chlal. It's not a sukkah. It's got three walls, it's got tzchach on it. It's not a sukkah. It's a zaitik psul. It's a keva. It's a this. It's a manyedu. It's a tzel. It's got external. It's not a sukkah b'chlal. It's hard to believe. So one could argue that even within the worldview of the Ravan de Mordechai, yesh gvul v'dova. We may have to fine-tune that gvul at a later point, but I think that would be the response to your ha'ara. So basically, it turns out we have two different biurim in the Machlekes Chacham and Rabbi Yehuda. We don't know which one, because the Gemara never told us which one. But one of the two has to be right. So basically, what is the Nekudas of Machlekes, assuming that this is it? But this is definitely Machlekes the Ritva. And the Mordechai, no question about it, and that we're claiming now is really, possibly, a machlekes between Rabbi and the Chachamim. What is the Nekudas of machlekes? Why should the Ritva be right, or why should the Mordechai be right? What do you think the din should be? If I would say to you, I want to be mechanech my child to do a mitzvah, how perfect does it have to be? What do you think that machlekes should depend upon? What does that mean? Go on.
If the chiyuv is on the son, then I'd say he has to do it properly. He's not
100%.
It's on the father, you just have to show him
the long 100%. 1000% correct. If you hold that chinuch is mamash a chiv on the kid, it means midderabon and he's chayim in sukkah. Midderabon is chayim in lulav. So the din is, he's got to be yotze the lulav, kedasu chadid. Yotze sukkah, kedasu chadid. So all the details, all the parameters of a kosher cheftish or mitzvah will apply to the child. If you hold that chinuch is on the father, what does that mean, chinuch is on the father? It means there's no chiyuv b'davar anyway. No one's b'chiyuv b'davar. It's just that the father better do a good job teaching his son. So one can argue that the father, responsibility of the father is to make sure the kid gets into the flow of things, into the groove. So make sure he gets up and he shakes a lulav. Does it have to be a kosher lulav? Nah. There's no chiyuv b'davar anyway. It's just to make sure, just the chanchah, to get him into the habit forming of doing mitzvahs. So now we get him a cheapy chinuch set. After the mitzvah, we'll get him a better set. So chayra, that seems to be the longest. If that's correct, then the Nekudas of Machlekes, Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim, is exactly this very point. Rabbi Yehuda, who said that the sukkah is psula, so Yutaka would not be yotzei, and therefore he was mechiyach that the sukkah above 20 is kshayra. According to Rabbi Yehuda, the notion of chinuch is on who, in effect? Who's chinuch on? Lamein. According to the Chachamim, who say that we can water down the standards for chinuch, and that's why the sukkah could still be psula and still was still okay. He seems to be learning that chinuch is al hav. But it shows something else interesting, almost fascinating. But if you go back to the first version of what we think that the Nekudas Machlokes was, is Rabbi Yehuda thought that chinuch is on the mother, right? Remember? And the Chachamim thought that chinuch was only on the father. Therefore, Rabbi Yehuda thought chinuch is on the mother, but a raya the sukkah must bring ksheira. And the Chachamim didn't care about the kashrus of the sukkah because they thought there was no one chayav, the father wasn't around anyway. What was the Nekudas of Machlokes if that was the Machlokes? What was the Nekudas of Machlokes? According to Rabbi Yehuda, who said chinuch on the mother also, what is that tantamount to saying? If you say chinuch on the mother, what does that really mean? What are you really saying? Chinuch al habein. And therefore everybody has to help facilitate that chinuch, including the mother. If you hold like the Chacham that chinuch is only on the father, therefore there's no raya for only a malka. What is that really tantamount to saying? Chinuch ala? Does anyone notice something interesting here? Isn't there a strange coincidence that it doesn't matter what you think the point of contention was between Rabbi and the Chachamim? It doesn't matter whether you think they're fighting about aim or they're fighting about Avah B'chein Yotzi B'chinuch. At the end of the day, they're still fighting about what? The same point. These are two different manifestations of the same underlying question. No matter how you slice the sugya, the real point of contention between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chacham, whether you put the spin on you know, Mordechai Ritva angle, if it's a spin on father mother angle, it all boils down to the same fundamental principle, namely, tachlis, bottom line, acharei kichlei sekol, is chinuch al habein or is chinuch al av? Is chinuch al habein, is chinuch al av? If what we're saying is correct, so who wins? Who finally wins when all the dust settles? How do we paskin? Of course, like the chachamim. Who finally wins? Who wins the sugya? Who wins hands down? Remember yesterday we had the Ramban in dark, cold, all by himself. We just put the Ramban on top of the world. All roads lead to the Ramban. No matter how you slice the sugya, all roads lead to the Ramban. The rabbis say, we're so excited. I mean, we should be so excited. Ramban is for sure excited. But we have to still be intellectually honest. Acharei kichleis hakol in Shulchan Aruch, all the dust settles in Shulchan Aruch, how do we paskin? Do we really truly paskin like the Ramban? To be honest, the goodness paskin like the Ramban? What would be the test? I need a test case. Do we follow Ramban and follow Tosfos? Do we think Chinuch ultimately is the father or on the son? What would be the test case? Is there a case that a katan can be made to a gadol ever, according to Rabban, impossible, according to Tosfos, possible? Vos state in Shulchan Aruch Hilchos Birchas HaMazon. Can a child be made to your father in Birchas HaMazon? Vos state in Shulchan Aruch, anyone know? It says in Shulchan Aruch that if the father only ate Kizayis, and the son ate Kedei Sviya, so there's no trade Rabban issues, that one drabbanon can be built to another drabbanon. According to that achra of the Shulchan Aruch, what has to come out is that against the Ramban. That means in our heart of hearts, we believe, does that line in Maseches Brachos Daf Chaf exist or not exist? We think it exists. We're willing to put our money on that that Gemara in Brachos does exist. That a katan can be made to a gadol. As long as you get around trade drabbanon, you're okay. But a katan in theory is a mechubadav min drabbanon. Unlike the Ramban. What we're suggesting now is, wait a second, not so simple, not so poshut, because the way the sugya da bezin sukkah seems to play out, again, we can't say with certainty, because at the end of the day, you know, this is guesswork. We don't have a record of what the Rabbanim responded back to Rabbi Yehuda. Maybe the Rabbanim said Rabbi Yehuda's facts were wrong. Maybe the Rabbanim said there weren't seven children there. Maybe, I don't know. Maybe the Rabbanim said they did respond. I don't know. But at least the Gemara. In the Gemara, we don't have a record of what they responded. So our guesses to what they could have possibly responded, our guesses would point in the direction that Chinuch is ultimately on the Av, which is much more in sync with the Ramban than in sync with Tosfos. Now, Rabbi, don't have too much Chalish Sadas. Don't feel so bad. You know why? Because even though it's true, in Shulchan Aruch proper, Tosfos is quoted, but we're not so sure that we even paskin like that, Shulchan Aruch and Tosfos. You know we're not so sure? Throw back to 2 days ago. Yesterday, I forgot about it, I got lost in the days. There was another machlokes lurking in between the lines between Tosfos and the Ramban, which is a Birchas HaMazon machlokes. Tosfos was only free to come to their conclusion because they held something about Birchas HaMazon. What was that? That Kizayis is only midirabanan. The Ramban himself held that Birchas HaMazon for Kizayis is deraisa. How do we paskin? So Shulchan Aruch paskins like Tosfos, that Kizayis only derabanan. Remember I said yesterday, 2 days ago, that the Bir HaLocha wasn't so thrilled with that. The Bir HaLocha collected half a dozen other Rishayim who started with the Ramban. And the Bir HaLocha threw it up and left it as a sfeik of the dina. He wasn't convinced at all that Birchas HaMazon for Kizayis is not deraisa. If Birchas HaMazon for Kizayis is deraisa, then Tosfos is for sure not right. The Shulchan Aruch is for sure not right. And then who's back in business? Ramban's back in business. And who's happy? The Beis and Beis and Sukkah. So Rabbi Sai, I can't say with absolute clear certainty a final answer to this question. Who is right? Who is the ultimate Psak Halach in terms of who the Chiyav Chinuch is? One thing I can tell you is that there are how many sugyas in Shas have to be pulled and determined and match up in order to come to a correct answer to this question. Just give me a list. How many sugyas in Shas depends? What do we got? We have Sukkah Daf Beis and Beis. What other Gemaras do we have? We have what? Brachas Daf Chof is a critical Gemara here. What else we got? Brachas Memtes is a critical Gemara. What else we got here? What's your test where?
Megillah.
Megillah, your test, absolutely. Right, definitely. What else we got? Nozi, what Daf is that on? Nobody knows. Nobody knows. Nozi here? Okay, whatever. What Daf? Chav Ches, Amin Af and Beis. Amin Af, good guess. 50% chance you're right. Okay, good. What on base, 50% chance you're right also. Okay, good. Doesn't make a difference. All right. What else? That's all? Other Gemaras? Other Gemaras floating around?
Rosh Hashanah. What's Gemaras? Whether
the son could
blow for the father.
Oh, you mean to that part? Okay, we'll throw that in for good luck. Okay. Rosh Hashanah. What else we have? A few more. What? Sukkah Menvav? Depends on the Ravan and how what to do in Sukkah Menvav. Correct, 100%. What else we got? A few more here. Right? What? The whole sukkah is in Shabbos. Wait a second, guys. The whole sukkah is in Shabbos. What else? We have more. When Yevamos? If you forgot about Safina Biadayim, about Tosis Kasha was in Yevamos. What else? We got more. You would pay Beis. Come on. You would pay Beis. That was the whole Tosis Shonim started there. What else we got? Rabbeinu Tuvia. Yeah, why not? Brachas, what else? Brachas Chav Zayin, where is that? Brachas Chav Vav, it's only that, give or take. All right, as it must be. I think we made that point clear, okay? So we have 11 sugyas in Shas that have to be understood as a picture, okay? And at the end of the day, there are two possible conclusions to be drawn. You decide. Abrecha Yivcha. Do you want to go down the route of the Balei Taisis? Do you want to go down the route of the Ramban? Two different approaches to the entire Chinuch story, the Chinuch saga. We have to have a tremendous accursed tayif. To who? Who's the one person we owe a tremendous accursed tayif to? Hilniya Malka. If not for her, we would just... You know what I do? Can you imagine what Ruach HaKodesh she had 2,000 years ago? She's sitting in some sukkah because she got her architects to build a sukkah 20 and a half an hour tall because they goofed. They didn't measure properly. Otherwise, well, we have nothing to talk about. Okay. Good. Rabbi said, okay, any last questions on the sukkah? There's still more kashas. More gemaras we left out. Yeah.
In the first way of praying the Malka is whether the mother has missed the kina. Do you have to say that if the mother has a mitzvah, that it's on the son?
It sounds like, because if it's a mitzvah, it would sound that way. Because if it's more the father, then it's probably patterned more after the love. More lola, those kinds of mitzvahs, the Torah, etc.
The second way of interpreting that, could you the opposite fire that if it's a mitzvah on the father, then he has to do a kalacha, because the father is the one that knows that lacha. But the mitzvah on the son, maybe you could say...
I don't think so. I was thinking about that a little bit. I'm not sure. I'm not sure. I don't think so. I was toying with that idea also. I'm not sure.
Second one, we interpret the Mechukas, how we connect it to the Rizpah and the Mordechai. We said the Rizpah said that the mitzvah prima is on the son. But he says that we should be
mechanic
for ourselves. We should be
mechanic for ourselves. Yeah, quite, that lush. I'm not sure how meduyik lush is. I hear what you're saying. I'm not sure how much. I mean, again, depending whether you think that Gemara knows is relevant at all, unless you think the Gemara knows is legal. Right. So that, we probably wouldn't want to do that. We're probably more comfortable with saying, like one of the Acharonim is a... I think it's Orach Mishor, the famous Perush in Maseches Nazir, printed in the back of the Gemara. He talks about that Gemara Nazir a little more. I think he assumes that Gemara Nazir is the Yetz Ben Akal. So I guess on the list, that Gemara Nazir is important, but it's not the main. Okay, everybody say, ready to move on? New sugya? Okay. Simple sugya, you know? Everyone's right. You read the Gemara, right? Everyone got it? Very simple. Okay, good.